time for us to talk health. And this week, we are looking at colon cancer because April is Colon Awareness Month. It's one of the most common types of cancer in the world. In the UK alone, 9 out of 10 people in the UK are diagnosed with bowel cancer over the age of 60. In South Africa, I imagine we have our own challenges with colon cancer. So to tell us a little bit more about this particular type of cancer and the work being done during this awareness month, we are joined by our resident GP. He's also the CEO of Proactive Health Solutions. Dr. Fundile Nyathi joins us via Zoom. Dr. Nyathi, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Cooks, and good morning to your team and the listeners of 702.
So this morning we are discussing colon cancer, which is said to be one of the most common types of cancer in the world. We know that quite a number of people who are diagnosed with bowel cancer in the UK are over the age of 60. Yeah. What do we know about its prevalence in South Africa?
All right, let me start by saying, Cooks, you know, this is a type of cancer that is relatively common worldwide. You know, it's in the, it's in the top five of the cancers that are actually leading to death globally. That is as per the World Health Organization. Now, looking here in South Africa, you know, it's in the top three of cancers in both genders. So it's in the top three in terms of, you know, the incidence or the prevalence. So in males, it is the second most common cancer in South Africa. And then amongst females, it's number three after cancer of the breast and also cancer of the cervix. So you can see there that it is actually a serious problem. And when one looks at, you know, the last 30 years or so, when I qualified as a medical doctor in 1989, it was ranking at number 10 in terms of the most common cancers in South Africa. Mm-hmm. But just over 30 years later, it is now in the top three. So it's not just common, it's actually rising as well. And part of the thinking around why are we seeing more and more of this type of cancer, part of the thinking is that the affluence, you know, the adoption of the Western lifestyle in terms, especially in terms of the foods that we eat, has been cited as one of the reasons, you know, highly processed foods and other things that we consume. Obviously, alcohol, you know, and smoking, they also contribute to that. So in the South African context, it is a cancer that's very common, and it's a cancer that is very deadly because most people, by the time they seek medical help, it's already advanced because in the early stages of this type of cancer, you know, there isn't any symptoms mm-hmm. or there are no specific symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so it is a problem that by the time people present to the health facilities for investigation, it's normally gone beyond the large intestines into nearby organs and causing problems there.
Dr. Nyathi, you said when you qualified, it was number 10 on the list. It is now number 3. It seems with both genders, there is a prevalence for both genders. In terms of age and in terms of racial groups, have we seen any changes there in terms of prevalence? Are we seeing more younger people being diagnosed with this particular type of cancer? Is it still predominantly for being diagnosed in older members of the population? What have we seen over the last couple of years in terms of age and racial demographic?
Yeah, so I think let's look at age first. So this is the type of cancer that used to be associated with older people, that is 50 years and above. But we are seeing more and more younger people who are being diagnosed with colorectal cancer or large bowel cancer. And also because there tends to be, a familial, family kind of connection or, association with certain genetic syndromes, then amongst those high-risk people, it tends to be seen at a much earlier age. I've got a friend who passed on at the age of about 34, sure. From a large bowel cancer. So the idea that this is a cancer of only old people, it is very important that we say nowadays we see it amongst young people, in their 30s. And so whilst it's more common 50 and above, but it is not uncommon amongst those who are under the age of 50. And then the issue on the race, once again, when I qualified in 1989, it was a relatively uncommon cancer amongst Black people, Black Africans in South Africa. But nowadays, we're seeing it across all the race groups. So that's another observation over the number of years. But in a place like America, for some reason, which the doctors or the scientists can't explain, is actually much more common amongst the, Americans of African descent. And the reason really, again, it's not been clearly explained. So that's the answer to your two questions. Mm.
Dr. Nyathi, you said one of the big challenges with treating this cancer and I guess reducing the number of deaths as a result of this cancer is early detection, because by the time someone is diagnosed, it's quite advanced. But are there symptoms, are there, things that generally indicate that they might be the risk or they might be the presence of colorectal cancer, even if, they don't come from a family with that particular kind of cancer? Are there symptoms you can be looking out for?
Yes, I think the starting point is generally for all kind of illnesses or diseases, it's very important to know our bodies. Yeah. And so some of the symptoms that could be pointers to colorectal cancer or colon cancer are a change in bowel habits such that, somebody has got more frequent diarrhea or more frequent constipation. And this is over a period of time. Number two, rectal bleeding, that is bleeding through the anus. Or blood in the stools, and not just assume that it's from piles, because blood in the stools could actually be as a result of this type of cancer. Because remember, we're talking here colon cancer. Colon is the last part of our digestive system. Other people, colon, they use the name large intestines. So colorectal cancer is the colon, the last part of the digestive system, and the rectum, which is the last part just before the anus. So we normally refer to this as colorectal cancer. So when you've got a bleeding or blood in the stools, ongoing discomfort in your, in your abdominal area, cramps, being gassy, and sometimes abdominal pain, again, over a period of time that you are being bothered by these kind of symptoms. Sometimes a feeling that, when you go for number two, but, you feel like your bowel has not emptied all the way and you're not sure what is happening, yet you've spent time in, doing your number two there, but you're not feeling like you've been able to release what is inside. But if it's already advanced or you've been losing a lot of blood, there may be systemic symptoms like just being very weak and tired, but that's non-specific, or losing weight without trying. So if you've got those kind of symptoms, it is very important that you talk to your treating health practitioner and see how you can be investigated, for that kind of problem. But we, like all cancers, once again, we normally preach early detection, meaning people should go for screening. So in that older age group that we talked about earlier, 50 and above, doing a colonoscopy, once every 10 years, for example, that's what is recommended. But that's a much more expensive type of screening test. A simple screening test is where we take stools and look for what we call occult blood, blood that you can see with your eyes. If we take those stools and test those stools, there are home test kits that are available here in South Africa through the NGO called CANSA, C-A-N-S-A. They've got simple test kits that you can use at your home, and it costs about 100 rands to test yourself. But otherwise, your doctor can also take stools and it can be sent to the laboratory, and that is also relatively inexpensive. But the other, a much more a useful test is the colonoscopy, which is recommended at least once every 10 years once you are over the age of 50. So when you do that, then it can be picked up, because not everybody will see fresh blood coming out, with the stools. Sometimes the blood may be hidden within the stools. But in other people, depending on, how big is the ulcer or the cancer in the large bowel, there may be fresh blood. Or if it happened in the early part of the large intestine, the blood may not be red, but the stools may actually be, a bit dark, sometimes like tar. And that is a sign that there is some heavy bleeding that's happening, in the intestines.
Mm. Dr. Nyati, you mentioned that the at-home test or the test of the stool can be a little bit cheaper. You mentioned it could be 100 rand.
About 100 rand.
Yeah. If you need, for instance, a colonoscopy, how much could you be looking to pay for that? Because you said that could be a more expensive option.
Yes. You see, because it is an expensive option, I can't give you the exact amount, but it goes into, thousands of rents, because you have to go to, you have to be taken to theater, and then you can be put under general anesthetic, or, it can be done as a day procedure, but you need the physician there. If it's a gastrointestinal kind of a physician, or it could even be a surgeon. But then you also need the anesthetic. You need to rent the space, in the hospital. So mm-hmm. The cost can run into thousands. That's why I was saying a simple home test kit that is available, with the NGO CANSA at about 100 rands per test kit, is actually something that's much more affordable. So I would advise more of those kind of tests for occult blood in the stools. And if there is something that is picked up there, then, a colonoscope, because it is not a cheap investigation.
Mm. Dr. Nyati, once you have been diagnosed, so there's been detection, hopefully early detection, yes, of the cancer, is it easy to treat? Is it a particularly aggressive form of cancer? What are your chances, your options, once you have been diagnosed?
So I mentioned earlier that, globally, it is in the cancer of the colon is in the top five of cancers that, cause most deaths on an annual basis. It's actually number two after lung cancer in terms of the number of people are dying from cancers annually at a global level. So the big problem, like I mentioned earlier, is the late, detection, late diagnosis, and by the time it is found, it's already spread. So if it is found earlier, then, surgery could be a solution. to try and remove that cancer, minimal kind of surgery, sometimes there are what we call growths or polyps in the lining of the large intestines. So with a colonoscope, that can actually be removed. Also some of those that cannot be removed through a colonoscope, laparoscopic, that is where through the belly button, it can be done as well, with minimal surgery there. But for those that are much more advanced, there may be a need for a resection of a part of the large intestine that has got the cancer, in which case the large intestine is then diverted and then a person has got, an opening on the abdomen whereby they use a bag to be able to relieve themselves. So surgery is the option. Radiation, chemotherapy. Nowadays, there's newer methods, immunotherapy, and even targeted therapy. So depending, on the staging of that cancer and the type of aggression, because the different types of the same cancer, the cells, the differentiation of the cells may dictate the type of intervention that needs to be done, because others, are poorly differentiated. That is, the cells in the cancer, they are so, differentiated from the original type of cells, and therefore that may dictate a different type of intervention. So, but that's a decision of the oncologists, who are assessing that patient to say which combination of interventions do we need to give. But what's important, the earlier it is diagnosed, the better the chances of survival. Mm. And I think that is the message that we need to leave with our listeners.
Final question before we wrap, Dr. Nyathi. Tembile asks, yeah. Hi, Gorgs and Dr. Nyathi, could the eating of lots of veggies, nuts, and low-carb diets like I've been doing for more than 10 years be enough to be preventative? I am over 60.
Beautiful, beautiful. The answer there is, like all things, diet is very, very, very important. So people who eat lots of fruits, lots of veggies, drink lots of water, that way you are actually reducing, the chances, of this type of cancer. Lot of fiber of roughages in your food, was the longer the food stays in your intestines, the more the chances of cancer kind of chemicals in the food, irritating your stomach. So high water intake, high veg, high fruit intake, high fiber intake, very, very good. Reduction in alcohol intake, reduction in smoking and vaping, those will actually, reduce your chances. So he must continue on what he's already started, because it has been proven to be something that actually helps to reduce the risk of colorectal cancer.
Dr. Nyathi, as always, we appreciate you joining us on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Cooks, and all the best for the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. That's our resident GP, Dr. Fundile Nyathi.